You are listening to 漫画先生。
Hey everybody, welcome back to the Manga Sensei podcast. Today, we're going over something that we've actually talked a little bit about before. A little bit of review plus making it a little more understandable. Remember we talked about the copula? Remember we talked about the end of the speech in Japanese, des, the is of the sentence, the thing that ties it all together, the thing that interacts with wa? Well, des has a couple of different forms. We've talked about a couple of these, so don't be scared. We've talked about de, or we've talked a little bit as a colloquial version of des in a, when we're talking about things in general. We also have de, da, or des, right? One's polite, one's informal. We have deshita, which makes it past tense. We have de wa arimasen. So we've, it wasn't. So we have a couple of different versions or way that de or da changes. I keep saying de because I think, by means of, but it's da, Boku no namae wa John desu, John da. So that da. Now, da can also have and we've been talking this week a lot about, ambiguity or unknowns or generalizations in Japanese. Today is the same version of that. Basically, da can have an ambiguous ending. So, for example, if I'm talking about the weather and I'm talking about the weather tomorrow, I really don't know what's going to happen tomorrow or if it's actually going to happen. So there's some improbability that is happening there. It's a probably that happens. So we have a basic version of, an unknown when speaking without making it a question. So if I wanted to say, let's say I will probably go to Japan. Boku wa Nihon e iku. We've talked about e versus ni, right? Nihon e iku darou. Darou. Now this o is long. We're going to have the small u after it. Darou. So we want to make it long. Now, if it is more polite, we will say desho, okay? These are the same things, just like da and des. We're going to use daro and desho, okay? So now if I want to say, that makes it, I will probably go to Japan. I will probably do this. So it is a likelihood. It's conjecture. So if I wanted to say something like, I will probably study or it'll probably rain tomorrow. Ashita, so that's the word for tomorrow. Ashita, ame ga furu, the word to fall is to furu, ame ga furu deshou, or darou, right? If you want to make it, if talking to a buddy. Ano ne, ashita, ame ga furu darou. It's going to rain tomorrow, ain't it? Often now, you'll see things that are similar to this. You'll see where it's like tabun, osoraku, or even kamoshirenai. Now, these are going to be slightly different, but we're going to focus on this main one because this is going to be our real sentence ender. A lot of those are adjectives or condition statements. This is, an unknown statement. It's going to rain tomorrow, right? Or, another great one would be like, we had plans today at 4. Kyō yōji goro yakusoku ga attan darō. Yakusoku, promise, ga aru, atta, past tense, atta darō. Ah, we had a thing today at 4, didn't we? So I can ask not knowing for certain. Now, if I ask it something along the lines of, let's make it desu ka versus darō, it's conjecture versus a question. So if I say, kyō ame ga furu desu ka? Or is it raining today? Or tomorrow, sorry. Ashita ame ga furu desu ka? That makes it a question. Furimasu ka? I can't answer that. Ashita ame ga furu desho. It's going to rain, I think. Basically conjecture. It will rain, I think. Yeah, it'll probably rain. Another thing that this is very similar to is you'll often see, what's the word I'm looking for? Ne, the sentence ending particle ne after ne. Now, the reason I'm going to emphasize this one is because you hear it so often. So, desho ka is a very common way you'll hear things. You'll also hear desho ne or daro ne. So, that's asking conjecture, but you're asking for some input, right? It's not a question. Ashita ame ga furu daro ne. It's tomorrow it's gonna rain, right? It's a positive. It's gonna rain, right? And the person will be like, furu daro na. Yeah, I think it will. Yeah, it will fall, of course. So keep those things in mind that it's basically like dust. You're gonna have sometimes those particles that follow directly after it, whether it's deshouka or deshoune or this. You know, you want to say deshouyo because that would be an exclamation mark on an ambiguous sentence, which wouldn't make any sense. So I hope that was useful, and I will catch you guys again tomorrow. Until then, 加油.